And grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we hear these words from our Good Shepherd this morning, and very simple words, but very profound words, when Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice." Simple statement. And yet, think of the power of those words of our Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ. My sheep hear my voice. You know, I grew up on a cattle ranch, so I was never really around sheep. However, my vicarage year, when I began in the ministry in west central Iowa, there were a number of sheep in that part of the country. And I always remember one of our members, a quite elderly man, Hugo Hansen. And for a hobby, he raised sheep. And so I went over to see Hugo. He's probably in his late 80s, maybe early 90s, and just shared with him. I really didn't know a lot about sheep, but I understood that sheep knew their shepherd's call. And so Hugo said, "Well, you try to call them." So they're kind of like this picture here, just out there in the field. And so me, the cattleman, you know, I'm trying to put out different calls, and the sheep are just meandering around, and they're eating grass, and they could care less I was there. And then Hugo says, "Watch this." And he put out his shepherd call, and instantly those sheep looked like that. Boy, they were all at attention. They were looking at him, and then they all came on the run. And here was probably 30-some sheep just standing around us. And it really, that image will always be in my mind in light of Jesus describing his relationship with us, being our good shepherd, and we being blessed to be his sheep. But the question really for us this morning is, are we like these sheep? When the shepherd calls, are we attentive like these sheep obviously are to the shepherd's call? You know, our good shepherd's voice goes out to the world. Jesus desires that absolutely every single human being, to the exclusion of no one, would hear his voice. And not only hear his voice, but listen to his voice, receive in heart and mind the message of his voice. That is his will. And so what does his voice speak? But in Revelation chapter 3, we hear these words from Jesus, our good shepherd. "Here I am, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person and they with me." Did you hear the word anyone? If anyone. And so the Lord doesn't force anyone to open that door. You know, there's a famous picture, isn't there, of Jesus knocking at the door, and on the door there's no outside door handle. And it's such a beautiful picture because it's very revealing of the heart of our Lord Jesus Christ, that he never forces his way into anyone's life. He makes himself available, he knocks, his voice is heard, but the Lord doesn't force anyone to welcome him. And at the same time, he calls and he knocks at the door of our hearts with the desire that everyone would come to faith. And so how do we hear our good shepherd's voice? I mean, what does his voice sound like? Have you ever thought of what Jesus' audible voice sounds like? You know, one day we're going to experience that. We're going to be hanging out with Jesus, as kids say, in heaven. And Jesus is physically still in the flesh, in all of his glory, true God and true man. And we're going to be able to be there with Jesus and hear his audible voice. I can't wait. I just imagine, what does Jesus' voice sound like? But you know what? We don't have to know, because the voice of our Lord is the inerrant word of God, the Holy Bible. So every time you open the scriptures, when you open the Bible and begin to read, the voice of your shepherd speaks to you. He speaks to me. It's the way God has chosen to communicate with us. And how blessed we are to have the Word of God. I like to refer to the Bible as God's love letter to the world and His love letter to you and me individually. And because that word is law and gospel, isn't it? It's certainly the law as the God, as Lord reveals our sin and exposes us, shows us that reality. Why? So that we will turn to Him for that forgiveness that only He can offer. And so God has made His word available to the world in many different ways. As you follow the Old Testament, there were the prophets, right? And God proclaimed His truth through the prophets. We go to the New Testament. The Lord proclaims His word. His voice is heard in the early church through the apostles whom He called. And then the Lord gives the Great Commission, doesn't He? To go to all nations and to make disciples. And how do we do that? By baptizing and by sharing the Word of God, that you and I now are in this honorable position to be the voice of our shepherd as we simply share God's Word with those around us. And this morning on Mother's Day, God bless you mothers. You know, you're the nurturers more often than not in the family. And it's mothers more often than not, I think, that really get serious into the Word of God and share that Word with your children. We all have that responsibility, but you mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers, wow, what an influence you can have and do have as you simply share God's truth with the children that God has entrusted to you. And we are all blessed by that. And God bless you as you continue in that journey. Well, the shepherd's voice continues to go out to the world, but the tragedy is that most of the world doesn't want to hear the voice of our Lord Jesus. You heard it in the gospel this morning, right? The Jews coming to Jesus, and again they're saying, "Why won't you tell us who you are?" And Jesus says, "I've told you." And what's the problem? They do not believe it. They would not believe it. And we also hear in this account, in verse 20 of John 10, many of them even said this, "He has a demon and he's insane. Why listen to him?" And so this is just outright attacking Jesus when Jesus, the Good Shepherd, speaks, when his voice is heard. And so it's a passionate stand against Christ. And certainly we see that going on in our current times, in our culture, and throughout the world. But you know, there's another attitude, and this is probably the more prominent one, and dare I say, even in our sinful condition, we are go there at times as well. But Matthew 22:5 is in the context of the parable of the wedding banquet. Remember when Jesus tells that story, and the king wants his chosen to come to his banquet, so he sends out invitations, and they refuse to come. And then he sends out invitations to everyone, just invites everyone to come to the wedding feast. And of course, the meaning of the wedding feast is heaven, salvation. And what we hear so sadly in that account is this response: "But they paid no attention and went off, one to his field, another to his business." And so it's like, yeah, so what? Voice of God or voice of the Good Shepherd. I don't really need that. Don't have time for that. I've got plenty of other fish to fry, and I'm going to live life as I want to live it. But what kind of life is that? You know, on Friday, had a pretty traumatic event. I was at a hardware store in Windsor and just paying the bill, and suddenly we hear this commotion outside, and fairly large man, dad, taking his 15-year-old son down on the pavement right outside the store, and they are into a huge argument and fight. And so I and one of the hardware people stepped out, And I approached, and the dad said, "You get away from me. Don't you even come any closer." I mean, he was really angry. And when you're with a domestic violence thing, just a word of caution, the emotions are so high. You want to listen. You just back off, unless, of course, it's very abusive. But God just worked in that situation. The shepherd's voice was there. Another gentleman walked up, and he began to talk to the boy. Finally, things calmed down a little bit. I took the dad aside. I had finally my arm around his shoulder, and I said, "Do you guys have the Lord in your home?" And he says, "No." And I said, "Well, maybe today, you know, is an awakening for your family. You know, you need the shepherd." And, you know, it just saddens my heart. Because most people are in this mode. We don't need you, God. We're busy with life. But what kind of life is it? And how the Lord changes things. Well, Jesus comes out pretty strong in our text, doesn't he? Against the unbelieving world. He says to the unbelieving world, "You do not believe because you are not part of my flock." And so Jesus' point is that it's only through faith that we become part of the saved fold, the flock of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's only through faith. Unbelief stands in the way for most. Unbelief is clear proof of not belonging to Jesus' flock. And sadly, unbelief is our own fault. We have to own that. And when somebody stands on Judgment Day before the Good Shepherd who was knocking at the door of their heart, who was calling with his voice out to them through many different means, and they're saying, "Lord, Lord, please let me in," the Lord is going to say, "I don't know you." And it's because of your own fault. You have to take ownership of that I say that to you at this point. And we don't want anyone to be in that position, do we? I wouldn't want to be in that position, and I know you wouldn't. We don't want our children there. And what an encouragement today that Jesus gives to us to really get serious about the voice of our shepherd, to know his voice. And you know, it's through his voice that really our hearts are changed. You and I were dead in our trespasses and sins, as we hear in Scripture. There's nothing within us by our own power and strength that we would seek out Jesus, but the Lord seeks us out. And he did that through baptism. He does that through his voice. We hear in Scripture in Romans 10 that faith comes by hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Christ. That's how God changes hearts. We can argue with people till the sun goes down, and we're not going to change a person's heart. But if we share the voice of the shepherd, Jesus does change things through his law and gospel, through the word of God. And the Holy Spirit, through hearing that word, convicts us of our sins and reveals our shepherd who has delivered us from our sin. And then, through faith, we live in this very sweet spot in life, as the Lord describes it. It's one of my most favorite passages in Scripture here in our gospel reading this morning. Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Think about that. The Almighty God in the person of Jesus Christ says, "I know you personally." He's called you by name. He knows the number of hairs on your head. For some of us, that's a little easier to count than others. But even Mr. Whitney, imagine trying to count every hair on his head. That would be very difficult. The Lord knows. That's how he's familiar with all of our ways. There's nothing that is hidden from him. He knows every need that you and I have. He knows every pain that you and I are feeling. And he alone is the one that can intervene. He alone is the one that could intervene with Jay and Jesse, this father and son, in the altercation the other day. It's only Jesus that can bring reconciliation. And Jesus says, I know you, and my sheep follow me. You know, Lindy and I, when we were traveling along the coast of California, Highway 101, and it was dark at night, and you're into the redwoods, and I mean, come around a curve, and here's this trunk that looks like a building, and it's right next to the road. Well, then you get into road construction in the dark, and that's downright can be scary on an unfamiliar road. But some of those places were so dangerous, they had pilot cars in the middle of the night. And I tell you what, that was really a blessing to have a car like that with a sign on the back saying, follow me. They know the road. They know the way through the dangers that lie ahead. And a couple times I was really impressed with the road department out there in the middle of the night. They were leading us down that road with a pilot car like that. But I got to thinking, you know, that's our life with our shepherd, isn't it? You know, life is confusing. We don't know what's around the next bend. We don't know where all the dangers are, but who does? Our shepherd. And Jesus will never lead us astray. He says, follow me. And we are blessed as his little lambs, as Jesus declares, I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. Boy, talk about security. And then don't you love it? Jesus even overemphasizes this again. No one can snatch them out of my hand. Oh, by the way, if that isn't strong enough evidence for you, I and my Father are one. Jesus is saying, I am God, my Father is God, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. So we are in the loving arms of our Almighty God who promises, who guarantees to you and me that no one can snatch us out of his hand, not even our own sinful flesh. You know, the greatest enemy, I believe, within our lives is ourself. And the Lord gives a guarantee to you and me, even against ourselves, against our own doubts that we go through, against our own weaknesses that we go through. Sometimes our faith might look like a smoldering wick, as the Lord describes in Scripture. And yet, what does the Lord do? He's not going to blow that out. He's not going to allow us to be snatched away, but he's going to feed the flame. And he does. And today, we're having our flame fed through the Word, through his precious meal that we will receive. We need that nurturing, and the Lord provides it. Well, in conclusion, I want us to look at Romans 8. Talk about no one snatching us out of our hand. Isn't this an incredible passage? For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Wow. Think about the news items just this past week. Think about things that you might have been concerned about or even came to church this morning, maybe heavy burdens on your shoulders. And what does the Lord say to you? Doesn't matter what it is. Your life, by God's guarantee, as a child of faith, as a precious little lamb, is secure. Not only for today or tomorrow or next week or next year, but for eternity. That's our shepherd. Well, back to Hugo Hansen. You know, he loved his sheep. That was his hobby. And his family was gone out of the area for the most part. And his wife had died several years prior to. And he just loved that little flock of sheep. That was his life. And boy, I tell you, they were well taken care of. But you know, that's our life too. This is the life that we have with our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there's two things. I can't wait to hear Jesus' voice, and I can't wait to be hugged by Jesus and feel his heartbeat. Isn't that going to be cool? And those things are going to happen. because of the guarantee. Praise our Lord Jesus Christ for his love for us, for nurturing our lives. And in conclusion, again, God bless you, mothers, grandmothers, great-grandmothers, that you serve as faithful servants to this incredible shepherd, to be his voice to your family, and to nurture those little lambs that he's entrusted to you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep our hearts and minds always in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.